This is David Duke, broadcasting to the world on Web Radio. This is David Duke, and this is the David Duke Internet Web Radio Broadcast, broadcasting to the entire world with news and information of vital importance to Europeans and people of European descent, no matter where they may live upon the earth. And certainly this broadcast is important for all people, because Jewish supremacism, or what's commonly called international Zionism, is a danger not only for the Palestinian people, and the Arabic people, the Lebanese, and today even the Iranians. It's already caused the death of 500,000 Iraqis in the latest war, a war for Israel, not for America. But this danger is also a serious problem for the United States of America. The Israeli state has actually committed terrorism against the United States in the Lavan affair, and you can look this up on my website. And you can also look up the attack on the USS Liberty, an American ship that was attacked by Israel in an attempt to blame the attack on the Egyptians, much like the terrorism of the Lavan affair. These things can be proved and documented, but today we don't hear the other side of these questions because of the incredible power of the Jewish supremacists in media and in government. In fact, they're able to control a lot of what we call history. Today I want to focus on a very interesting phenomenon, and it's called Jewish ritual murder. Abraham Foxman of the ADL refers to it as, quote, blood libel. Basically, Jewish ritual murder is referred to as the periodic kidnapping of Christian children in ancient and up to times in the 20th century, and then ritually sacrificing these children because of hatred of Gentiles and as a symbol of their power over the Gentile world. Now, this may sound very far-fetched, and this is one of those subjects that I'm not pronouncing any belief one way or the other about ritual murder. What's interesting is that recently an Israeli professor, that's right, a major, in fact, a respected Israeli professor, Dr. Ariel Toaff, who teaches at Bar Ilan University, which is close to Tel Aviv, a respected Jew. His father, in fact, was the chief rabbi of Rome, no low position. He's considered the greatest expert on Jews in the medieval period. And he investigated the ritual murder that occurred, a seemingly ritual murder that occurred in the year of 1247 in Italy. Now, in my book, Jewish Supremacism, I wrote nothing about the accusations that Jewish leaders call blood libel. From ancient times all the way into the 20th century, there have been repeated accusations by Christian authorities that some extremist Jews have acted out their deep hatred of Gentiles and Christianity by kidnapping and often ritually sacrificing Christian children. From the Jewish Talmud and from the writings of prominent Jewish leaders, I document many almost insanely hateful pronouncements against Christians that Jews have made over the centuries and into the modern period. But I thought that discussion of Jewish ritual murder of Christians would be beyond the pale for many of my readers and might throw doubt upon the larger body of my well-organized and well-documented research. But now, ladies and gentlemen, the taboo on discussion of Jewish ritual murder has been broken. And it's been broken by none other than, as I said, a very prominent Jewish Israeli scholar, Dr. Ariel Toaff, who's considered the most knowledgeable Jewish professor in the world on Jewish life in the Middle Ages. As Israel Shamir writes, quote, his three-volumed Love, Work, and Death, subtitled Jewish Life in Medieval Umbria, is an encyclopedia of this admittedly narrow area. Dr. Toaff teaches at the respected Jewish University at Bar Ilan, which is very close to Tel Aviv. Dr. Toaff's book, Bloody Passover, chronicles the finding in the year of 1247, the murdered and bled body of a two-year-old Christian boy named Simon. They found the child in the basement of a Jewish family in Trent, Italy. And the book reports on the subsequent trial of the Jews allegedly responsible for the murder. In the book, Dr. Toaff presents compelling evidence that the Christian child was indeed murdered in a Jewish extremist blood ritual. He doesn't say that this ritual is common among Jews, but argues that during the medieval period, some extremist Jews, animated by hatred against Christian persecution, committed these and other heinous crimes against Christian children. As one can imagine, this book by a famous and respected Jewish scholar has caused a deluge of hateful commentary from Jewish extremists such as Abraham Foxman of the EDL, Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith. So much so that after threats and attacks, the professor had the book withdrawn and it will not be available to the general public. However, a few review copies are out and the book is extremely well documented and reasoned. Jewish ritual murder has classically been characterized as extremist Jews ritually murdering Christian children and then using their blood in ritual foods. Some Jewish scholars have attacked the book's thesis by saying that the use of blood that way would be completely against Jewish laws because Jews view any blood as unclean. These rabbis, however, conveniently forgot to mention that some Orthodox rabbis actually suck the blood from the freshly circumcised penises of infants. Now, this may sound very strange to some of you people hearing this for the first time, but it's true. And one Jewish organization even published pictures of this very odd and weird, I think, ceremony. Another interesting corollary is that on Purim, Orthodox Jews have some very strange rituals and dietary habits. Purim is a major Jewish celebration of the murder of Haman, all of his sons, and 70,000 Persians that Jews claim plotted a pogrom against them. In synagogues at Purim, Jewish children beat willow branches that symbolize the beating of Haman. That's a fairly hateful ceremony, to be sure. Even stranger is the cuisine made up for Jewish Purim feasts. They make and eat with glee hamantaschen. Hamantaschen are triangle-shaped cookies that symbolize Haman's ears. But the height of their dietary oddness may be a dish that they call kreplach. Kreplach are dough-filled pockets crammed with ground beef. The ground beef is meant to represent the beaten flesh of Haman. Some of you who are new to the world of Jewish extremism might not believe me, but I can document and do document these facts from mainstream Jewish sources in my book, Jewish Supremacism. You can take a look and you can find these chapters, in fact, dealing with this subject online on my website, davidduke.com. Now, I know that all these things are shocking to many people listening, but that's a perfect example of the world of Jewish extremism, which is kept from you. You've heard so much about Muslim extremism, Muslim fundamentalism, but you've heard very, very little about Jewish extremism and Jewish fundamentalism. The reason that I write this commentary and that I'm speaking it to you right now is the fact that Israel Shamir has written an excellent article called The Bloody Passovers of Dr. Toaff. Israel Shamir is a very interesting individual. He's an Israeli Jew who served in the military, and he was a distinguished scholar of the Talmud. He gradually came to realize that hardcore Judaism and the Zionist state are perhaps the most extreme forms of racism and supremacism in the world. He began to champion the obvious victims of this supremacism, the Palestinians. But Shamir gradually learned that Zionism and Jewish extremism are powerful in many nations, such as the United States, and that they have become the biggest dangers to world peace and freedom, such as what's happened with the United States' launching of the Iraq War, a war against the best interests of America, a war that sacrificed tens of thousands of healthy American lives to being maimed or crippled or blinded or killed, a war that's cost America $1 trillion, but a war simply and purely for Israeli interests, organized by Jewish supremacists, organized by Israeli partisans, and they had the power to manipulate the American government and the American people through their power of both politics and media. Dr. Shamir believes that Jewish supremacism is one of the greatest dangers in the world to peace and to the freedom of all people. Now, you will find this article that Israel Shamir is a brilliant writer, and I guarantee that you'll be shocked by what this courageous Israeli conveys to us. I met Dr. Shamir at the World Anti-Zionist Conference at my university in Kyiv, Ukraine, where he gave one of the most powerful lectures I've ever heard on the dangers of international Zionism. The taboo on the ancient charge of ritual murder has been broken, and you can read about this fascinating subject on davidduke.com. And please go to the link and read The Bloody Passovers of Dr. Tawaf by Israel Shamir. I think you're going to find it a fascinating subject. I also want to thank James Edwards and others in Memphis, Tennessee for a fine edition of what he calls Political Cesspool, an interesting name for a radio show, but that's about what it is in this country. Politics is like a cesspool, and unfortunately, we have to dive in it to get some things done. And to raise the issues that are so important to our people. Politics is a very dirty game, but it's something that must be played by our people. We need more of our people to run for office and participate in politics all over the United States. James Edwards has done that, and he's really quite an interesting young man, and I was very proud to be in this program, and we're going to do a whole series of programs pretty soon. I thank you so much for being with me. I think you're going to find this subject very interesting. Again, you can find the entire article, The Bloody Passovers of Dr. Tawaf by Israel Shamir. You can find the link on my website. Go to his site, and I think you're going to find his writings very, very interesting. I don't agree with Dr. Shamir on all subjects. He comes really from the left of the political spectrum on some issues, but he certainly, as a former Zionist Jew, as a individual who served in the Israeli army, he speaks with a lot of authority on the dangers of Jewish extremism. And I respect him for it. I respect his courage. And I guess it's one more point that I have a friendship with this individual and respect him that shows I am not, as the media so characterizes me, as an anti-Semite. I respect many Jews who have rejected anti-Semitism and the threat that it constitutes, not only for their own people, but for all people. Jews that want to preserve themselves and live in fairness and peace with others, who are not supremacists, who are not trying to control the other nations of the world where they represent themselves as small minorities, you know, I certainly have respect for, and I do not hate in any way. But I certainly am opposed with every fiber of my body and every bit of my strength, those supremacist Jews who are leading America to disaster in Iraq and are trying to lead us to a catastrophe with a war in Iran, a war that will be terribly damaging for the American people, for the Iranian people, for the world, a war that will bring untold calamity upon our children and our children's children. Thanks so much. Glad to be with you. I'll see you again in a day or so. Bye-bye. This has been a David Duke Worldwide Web Radio broadcast. For more information and to support our vital work, please visit www.daviddude.com.